5:30 on a Monday. So as usual at this time, we always have our career slot with Slianua Careers. And with me today is Liam Horan, CEO of Slianua Careers. Liam, thanks a million for speaking with us.
You're very welcome, Anne-Marie. Thank you.
Now, I have an email that has come in from a listener, and it's just a question for you. It is, I'm in first year in college. What steps can I take now career-wise so that I have an advantage over my peers when I qualify in 3.5 years' time? That came from a listener, and they just put their name down as SH.
Okay, well, there are a number of things you can do while you're still in college, and I've put together a list that might suit this listener. Obviously, from sector to sector, you know, given what you're studying, it might change a little bit. The first thing I would say is, during your college time, get some relevant work experience. If you're taking some summer work or part-time or seasonal work, try and get it in a relevant area. You mightn't make as much there as you would do working in a bar or a restaurant or somewhere. You might get more hours, but it is good on your CV. It adds an extra dynamic to your CV, and recruiters and employers down the line will appreciate it. So wherever you can get a relevant work experience, please do. Secondly, start blogging. Start writing about what you're studying in college. Industry-relevant content is very important to show that you've got opinions, that you've got knowledge, you've got a keen interest in what you're studying. So if you're somebody who's studying in the IT area, you can very easily start writing a blog about my favorite applications, my favorite workarounds, my favorite hacks, as they're known as, or assessing, you know, doing reviews of software programs, creating wish lists for software programs, anything at all that would fit in there. If you're an architectural student, you can do, you know, you can do assessments of buildings you have seen around the world. In fact, blogging is often not a lot more than curating, where you just point to other items that other people are doing and write about them.
Okay? And as the world becomes more and more kind of online obsessed, the conventional and typical job gotten through an interview is kind of going, isn't it? You can get noticed almost through this
Absolutely,
kind of work.
Yeah, there are other ways in. There are other ways of being noticed, and you need to be mindful of those. And students have a great opportunity because you're studying something for a few years, you can be building up a nice body of work that when the day comes for a recruiter or an employer to look at you, there'll be something there to see. And that's what students need to think about, is that, you know, the bits of time I put in now will really pay dividends down the line, and just do it bit by bit, like running the marathon, step by step in training. Join LinkedIn. Lots of students do not join LinkedIn. It's free. It's like Facebook for business and careers. It's a very good place to be, and recruiters will check you out there in time. Another point I'd make is, while in college, network with key people in your industry. People in the industry are generally very open to approaches from students doing thesis or projects and things like that. So use those as opportunities to get to know people, and you never know down the line where you might get to, you might need them for work, or you might impress them in the early engagement. But you should know the key companies in your area, both geographical and sectoral, and you should know key people in some of those companies as well. Another point I'd make is use career fairs wisely. A lot of people ramble along to career fairs, rock up and take a look around. Before going to any career fair, decide the two or three companies you really want to target and make a kind of surgical strike on those companies. So you know what they're doing, what they're about, where they're expanding, so that if you spend some time talking to somebody in that company, they'll say, oh, this person has their homework done, they're very focused, they're very tuned in. Start building your CV as you're going along. Start doing some interview training with your colleagues, with your friends in college. You know, start doing little mock interviews among yourself, giving each other feedback, so that when the day comes, you're on the ball as well. And the final point I'd make is, and it's one often overlooked by students, is find an industry body you can join. And often they have free membership for students, and yet lots of students don't avail of it. I think it's a great thing to do. It gets you on the radar of some of these organisations, and it looks very good on your CV as well. So there are lots of organisations you can join, trade bodies, and that's one very useful thing you can do for your CV as well.
That's all invaluable information and things to do. But what if you are in the situation where you just don't know exactly what kind of career path you want to take, and you're in a very general course such as science or arts or something, and you don't really know exactly what it is you want to do?
Yes, that's a whole other question. I'm actually working with Enterprise Ireland on producing a software or a platform that helps students who don't know what they want to do to find out what they want to do. You know, kind of a quick rule of thumb, ask friends, ask family, ask them where they think your strengths are, what your interests are, look at your academic record, look at your general hobbies yourself and where you incline towards. But that's a very, very big question. In fact, I can cover that topic in full again. I probably interpreted the question as this student kind of knew where they wanted to go, but I can look in full again at the whole thing of how do you decide what you want to do if you don't know what you want to do.
Liam Horan of Slead New at Careers, thanks a million for speaking with us here on The Grapevine. That was excellent advice and invaluable suggestions from yourself. Thanks a million for speaking with us.
Thank you, Anne-Marie.